Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. Boston-area scientists, researchers, and teachers call the March for Science demonstration that drew thousands of people to Boston Common yesterday just a small step. And they say they are looking for everyone who took part to follow up. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney was at the demonstration and has this report.
The resounding theme from the march? The way to get out of the massive divide between the public who distrusts or disavows your work is to engage with them, similar to how scientists discuss research with their peers.
We should expect and invite the same kind of interrogation, and we should be prepared to explain very clearly the limits and the exciting opportunities that our scientific research is offering, and not expect non-scientists to take our word for it just because we say that we are scientists.
Cassandra Extivore teaches evolutionary biology at Harvard. She's touching on the chasm that has seemed to open up between the ivory-towered laboratories and ordinary citizens who don't don lab coats for a living.
We need to help them understand that every time they take the temperature of their child who is sick, or they calculate if they can hit the snooze button five more times and still make it to work on time if the traffic is coming down the I-83, they are doing science also. And we need to do this engagement and real communication work every day, all the time. Not only when we think that our funding is threatened, and not only when we think that somebody might not be able to come and work with us in our lab because of immigration restrictions. This work needs to happen all of the time and every day.
That mission to include the general public in the research findings resonates deeply with Extivore.
I'm not only a scientist. I'm a woman. I'm a black woman. I'm a queer woman. And so these other aspects of who I am, as well as my scientific profession, influence my life. And I can't separate these things from my profession because they sometimes impact whether or not I can perform this profession at all.
So the response for these marchers is about more inclusion, across the aisle, across income gaps, across ethnic lines. Several scientists have criticized the National March for Science organization for not including diverse perspectives when planning the event. But Boston organizers seem to go out of their way to be inclusive, like Graciela Mohammadi. She teaches physics at Boston University. Her mother is Latina. Her father is Muslim.
If we want our children to truly believe that when they grow up, they can be anything that they want to be, then the inherent racial and sexist prejudices within the sciences must be shattered.
For Mohammadi, the way to do that is more engagement.
As people of privilege, it is our responsibility to use our voices for those whose voices will not be heard. When this rally is over, go and call your elected officials and tell them that science and education funding matters.
But many scientists feel uncomfortable in that activist role, seeing their jobs as dispassionate researchers, asking questions and following where the evidence leads. Some, like Arthur Lambert of the Whitehead Institute, worry that such widespread political engagement might actually make things worse.
I just wonder if the march sort of plays into, you know, the whole partisan environment that's out there right now and actually kind of does the opposite. Rather than convincing people, it actually turns them away.
Harvard professor Naomi Oreskes disagrees because science is a team effort with peer input and review.
It's not about one individual. And that means that you can be perfectly happy to be out here and say whatever you want about politics as a citizen, as a human, and as a scientist. And it doesn't compromise the objectivity of the larger process. What does compromise the objectivity of the larger process is suppression.
Geneticist George Church took it a step further.
Why is it in some countries like China, 89 to 90% of elected officials have degrees in science and technology? But in the United States, this number is 1%. All of you nerds, start running for office.
Only time will tell whether those nerds will launch political campaigns, push the national discourse in a new direction, or if the movement will get lost. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kathleen McNerney.